And just as what we said, to explain before for the three principles of self, the last portion is actually the emptiness view, and for the view of emptiness, we should now briefly touch upon these points. And now, of course, we have been reciting the Paschimottanamrita Sutra and the praises of Jagamrita, the Heart of Wisdom Sutra, and the Singhamukha Dakini. Why are we doing such practices? Now, the reason we are doing this practice is to explain so that we can understand what exactly there's a need for actually preceding our teaching with such recitations. And when beginning, why do we actually recite the praise of Lord Shakyamuni Buddha? It's because we need to be grateful to Lord Shakyamuni Buddha, because he's the one who actually leaves us with all the teachings. So in order to show our thanks for them, to remember him, so that we actually should need to praise him and actually should prostrate to him. And now, if Lord Shakyamuni has not taught the Buddha Dhamma, then we will not have the Buddha's teaching. Then, if that's the case, then we will not be able to subdue our defilements, and we will not be able to liberate ourselves from the suffering cycle existence. So, it is in order to remember his kindness. That's why we recite the praise in the beginning. And why? How should we practice the Buddha Dhamma? We should practice the Buddha Dhamma. Firstly, we should remember death and impermanence. Only by remembering death and impermanence, then we actually will have the true motivation to practice Dhamma. And also, we should know that this precious human life is very short. There are a lot of dangers there. In any moment, we can die. So, of course, just sometimes we can just be very brief, just a second, a moment, and then we'll be dead. So, everything is in a stage of state of impermanence. And after that, we should dedicate the merit. Because since we are supplicating Lord Shakyamuni Buddha, actually we should we have reset the path. There's all major essential means to this merit. Attain the Supreme Enlightenment and free them, and be able to subdue their defilements, and be able to free them, and be free from the suffering and cycling existence for death, sickness, Asia, which. Why is this so? Because it's after we actually praise the Buddha, actually, in order to overcome our own defilements, our own situations, in order to free from the suffering and cycling existence, the sea of ocean or forever, that's why we dedicate the merits for this. When we recite this praise of Chisho Kamini Buddha, we actually supplicate them, him, and actually secondly, we are actually thinking of their importance, and we should also make aspiration. This is the three main reasons for us to recite praise of Chisho Kamini Buddha. And secondly, of course, this praise of Shakyamuni Buddha is a praise. And now that following this is actually the Heart of Wisdom Sutra, what we actually study is because most importantly is to let us see when we are actually listening to Dhamma or practice the Dhamma, to respond to Dhamma, there will be four types of maras that actually give obstacles to actually to listening or expounding the Dhamma. So in order to classify these obstacles and clear them away, so we actually recite the Paccaparamita, and mainly is the practice of emptiness. So for all this, in order to dispel all these various obstacles, we must actually practice the emptiness itself, so that we can able to dispel all the obstacles for both those listening to the Dhamma and those who are explaining the Dhamma. And that's the reason why there's a recitation before our teaching Dhamma is actually there are reasons and meaning to it. It's not just purely reciting for the sake of reciting. So if we are able to recite these prayers just as we recited today, of course, it's excellent before any teachings. And if there's still time, we should actually recite the Lam Rim, the six preparation practices, and actually also the Guru Yoga. Of course, normally since we don't have much time in the normal session, we usually do not recite this. And most importantly, we are able to recite the rich spiritual practices and the Lam Rim and also the Guru Yoga, they should be excellent. Oh, but at the very least, Paccaparamita Sutra, the place to Shakyamuni Buddha and Singhamutta should at least be recited. And now, following this, we should actually re-expound on the emptiness view of the Triple Sense as well. For the emptiness view itself, and we should actually give us this principle aspiration. And we actually should, in order for us to attain enlightenment, we should actually have bodhicitta. Of course, in order to attain enlightenment, we still need the view of emptiness. Because these are the three main principal aspects, but we cannot be without any of the three principal aspects of our intellect for us to attain enlightenment. And And now, and following this, Lama Tsongkhapa says, what he says is that if we are unable to, we only practice the renunciation bodhicitta, we are still unable to free ourselves from the root of suffering existence. So we still need to practice the view of emptiness. And therefore, even though we are, if we have vast and experience and practice of the renunciation bodhicitta, however, still able to, not able to cut the root of cycle existence, but is actually grasping the self and defile ignorance. These are the main obstacles to attaining enlightenment, and the only antidote to this is actually to be the view, to the realization of emptiness. Therefore, in order to cut the root of cycle existence, we must attain this wisdom of realizing non-self. In order to attain the wisdom of realizing non-self, we must actually have the realization for realizing dependent arising. How do we actually realize dependent arising? We must realize that for how we relate to himself and others. And all this is due to dependent arising. How the dependent arising arises? We must actually be we have to be clear about this.
Dejo
Juan,
打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西那边打雀，打西
And now, for dependent arising, what we say, how it was dependent arising, and then for the mindly school, we mean is the causes, and the causes respond into result, the fruit of result. This is a simple for the point of Chittamani, for the mind only school. What we have in the point of the Madhyamika school is from the basis of an I, and this is how to the basis of I, the dependent arising arises is due to the fact of the Dharma of an I, of the existence of I, and thereby there arises the all the dependent arising. And now we are the basis of I, we are just explaining what it means by basis. This is from the point of Madhyamika. For example, for our table, we think that the top table is made of wood, and then with four legs, we think that this is actually a table. But if actually dismantle all these different components parts, we will not think that it's a table. It's because it's based on very different components. In order for it to become what we think is a table, without all the components, just by looking at the components, we will not think that this is actually a table itself. And because we are from a certain object, what is composed of many, many different components. For example, just for the different pieces of wood itself, we not think it's a chair, but a chair needs a table. A table needs to have four legs and a tabletop. And for example, for humans, we are actually made of many various different things, components. For example, a person have legs and head, eyes, nose, and because of all this, then it's due to all these dependent rising. That is how why they are we could term this such an object as a person. And because of human, we are actually attached to these things as a human. However, if we actually dismantle all these different parts, we will not think that this is actually human. So we are saying now that if we actually due to our different aggregates, and we actually compose all different aggregates and components. So, and then we think of this just a combination of aggregates as a human. Only by putting together all such different aggregates and components, we define this as a human being. What we are saying dependent here, arising here, because we only thinking of having general renunciation and loving kindness and compassion, we are able to destroy our self-grasping. So it was only with the true view and this experience of awareness will be able to destroy this self-grasping. Because all dharmas are actually born due to dependent arising. However, we must be able to understand the uncommon dependent arising in order for us to truly cut the base of self-grasping. And now we are saying that dependent arising. What do you mean the idea of dependent arising? In all things are due to causes and conditions. There's a relationship. What are causes? It means that depending on certain things, it's actually dependent on certain things. Depending on certain things arising, that's meaning. The basis of I is dependent, it means the relationship, the me dharma, dharma of a self. And we just say,
"故当勤正缘起法，谁见轮念一切法？"
我也是应该。How do we actually show cut the cycle, real cycle existence of self-grasping? We actually, we can only truly, to the uncommon explanation of the dependent arising, which means is, which is what we meant by the view emptiness.
No,
saying that it's quite a difficult thing to, emptiness to explain. Of course, since we are just here giving a brief explanation, some of us might not be able to really understand. If you really want to actually understand emptiness, we need to actually go through a lot of sutras and actually also shastra to explain. So now we are actually just giving a very brief explanation. And some people, will say, what about emptiness? We think, some people are saying that even though there is no self, this kind of emptiness, they think it. Some things that, is also a kind of extreme. People say that there is no self, and everything is just empty, is actually just going through, falling into an extreme of nihilism. One will see the infallible cause and infallible force when it's actually existent beyond all and destroys all your perception and center power, which is the Buddha. If we have a view of a sense of self, if you are doing our practice, although there seems that there is such a sense of self, actually there is no such a sense of self, then of course, if we truly are able to have such a sense of emptiness, then we will actually have attained to a true understanding of the view of emptiness. This person has entered the path which is a Buddha. If you are able to understand the emptiness, then you actually will have entered the path that pleases the Buddha.
Because
If you are unable to destroy the self-grasping, if you don't have real experience emptiness, we cannot attain a destruction of self-grasping. If you are unable to destroy self-grasping, you are not able to even to gain the state of Arahant, let alone the state of fully enlightenment of the Buddha.
Appearance
and following dependent arising attains free from assertion. Or if a person who actually attained enlightenment, however, although he say he attained enlightenment emptiness, he will during the time of when there are external existence, if actually he just trying to stop the appearance of external objects, then he is not to be such a person whose emptiness is actually not a person who has truly attained the true realization of emptiness. Why do we actually say that he did not truly realize emptiness? That's because during the time of having existence on a relative level, if we block whatever arising on a relative level, we do not actually, this person who actually blocked the appearances on a relative level, do not attain the state of, do not realize emptiness as being expounded, realized by the Buddhas.
Kunjung,
Now, how do we actually know that this is a true realization of emptiness? If you are able to, when you truly realize the true state of emptiness, and you at the same time, you know, whatever, and at the same time, it appears at the same time with whatever is occurs in the, on the relative level. So, only this is a sense, we do, only in this sense would this person be considered to have a true realization of emptiness.
南面马祖打洛铁洛铁洛铁接着呢金刚大圣这一句，总之这一句是在讲说，
The meaning of it。
远离所许之空性，而知真无逢于一。一旦无有，人般解见见，无心之缘起，断除邪起罗刹，而心见解之圆满，了知已现无有变。这个已现无有变什么意思呢？
What is explaining is that?
就是说他是自己呢。
And there is no
self
nature. The wisdom of realizing there is no self nature. This is actually to destroy our extreme views of the two extremes.
南明无私斗北斗，你怎么着？南明早就打地，你怎么的？以空千处无有边嘛。
And lead through the view of emptiness, in emptiness itself, it's not just everything is nothing. That's not what is meant by emptiness. It's not by extreme nihilism. What it means is that not a self, not a self nature, a self thing that is established on itself. Of course, for instance, a person is without a self nature because we do not appear exist. Neither are we saying that this thing is actually just empty without any existence at all.
缘起性空显现理，
And for this appearance, emptiness and divine arising, although there is no self nature, however, it's also not truly empty of anything. They have an ability, and they also to have results. For example, if we actually sow causes, actually we actually have to experience the results. So it doesn't mean that there is actually nothing there. Because it's not free of an inherent self existence. Certain people may think that there is no cause or condition, but actually it's not this. Because according to my only school, because you say that there is no self nature, then there is no cause and cause and conditions or result. For Panyamika, what he's saying is that you see. It depends on the others to establish itself, so there is actually causes and conditions and the results, the karmic results. Because we are not saying it's there, although there is no self inherent existence, but this self is also established from these causes and conditions in relations with others. And what was for the Madhyamika school? For Chitama, for the Mahanli school and below, what they say is that the debate is that they are saying that the challenge is from them. How did Madhyamika For emptiness is actually not empty of everything, but is without a self inherent existence. And therefore, the three jewels and causal conditions actually exist. Mm-hmm. Because they will arise due to causes and conditions. Appearance are infallible, dependent arising, emptiness free of the situation of inherent existence or non-existence. If we do not contemplate according to the proper way of contemplation on the emptiness, we will not be able to overcome, cut self-grasping or having 40 views of emptiness. If we do not actually contemplate properly as above, then we should not be able to actually have a true understanding of emptiness itself.
不是三主要道论，自己如实通达时，单一心处而精进，助修永久之佛果。这到此已经三主要道
都
讲完了。
And now we actually copy the explanation of the Tripitaka, and then this actually given to this teaching given to Navantappa, which is actually the hot son of Lama Tsongkhapa. And for Lama Tsongkhapa, he says, if just exactly how I practice, I'm actually teaching you how to practice. Try to practice just as we are able to, by depending on the solitude, by practicing in a solitary place, free from distraction, then you should actually practice this teaching. And we should also like how Lama Tsongkhapa has actually taught his son Navantappa to go to a solitary place and actually practice free from distraction. Actually, when we actually we listen to the transcripts, we actually consider also disciples Lama Tsongkhapa. It's actually the teachings is actually directed to us. So actually, we should also practice this teaching and then also go to a solitary place free from distraction and practice and actually realize what is being expounded. And yet, because lack of time, so we just having a very brief outline of the Tripitaka Express above. And because it's quite a difficult topic today. Now we actually teaching by Dhamma Lodzho Rinpoche and also His Holiness Dalai Lama. They are actually detailed teachings for this particular Tripitaka path teaching. So of course we can download some of these from the website, CSA website, of course, which we can actually study in detail these the Tripitaka path. After teaching this, complete this teaching. And Rinpoche said that he has actually received this teaching from the distant Dharmasala tree thrice in Dharamsala, Varanasi, and Bodhgaya, and also from many teachers, eminent teachers, Rinpoche has received this teaching of the Three Principles of Excellent Path. So now actually Rinpoche just gave us a very brief outline teaching of the Three Principles of Excellent Path. Now is actually after this we actually will proceed with the practice, the initiation of the Lord Shakyamuni Buddha and his two hot sons.
那么这个家伙你给我想着怎么接啊，你你想不好就想到黄花对比对比就就想到黄花接，嗯，你老了你自己去离开底线，你从上街到这里，嗯，你这里让都记得上街的这个贵那么长一段，你现在这个送给你打也拿上那么多，嗯，我弄上那么多真的大一点。
然后呢，接下来
这个
是
来到几个问题，罗刹卡摩尼佛 and the two hearts and the initiation
佛教的教主就是释迦牟尼佛
which is the Lord Maitreya Lord Maitreya and actually the our Krishna, which is actually the combined essence of the our compassion of the Buddhas of all the Chitans. Of course, the tree protectors, of course, it's not obviously a tree. Then, for example, it's Manjushri, Maitreya, and Lord Shakyamuni. You know, it's not necessarily fixed. Sometimes it could be paired with Tara. The three protectors, the initiation actually could mean a variety of different combinations of different deities. And today, mainly, is actually the three protectors, Lord Shakyamuni, Chenrezig, and also Avalokiteshvara. And so, of course, for Mahayana, this is what we call the three protectors. But for the Southern school, is Shakyamuni, Shariputra, and Moggallana. This is actually what you mean by the three protectors. And now today we actually are given is actually according to the Mahayana tradition. So actually Lord Shakyamuni Buddha and also the manifesting of the compassion of the three times, which is actually loving kindness, which is Avalokiteshvara Vara, and also the loving kindness of the three times, past, present, future, and manifestation, is which is Lord Maitreya. And now, the Sadhana itself, there are no Jainang initiation of, there are no Jainang initiation of actually the Shakyamuni Buddha. There's only the only oral transmissions for the Lord Shakyamuni Buddha.
简单的女马都有什么的呀？汉民族，对，汉语汉的。简单完了，阿里开的，给你。
以太简单，以太米哈雷，以太与哈雷，其他哈雷哦。那这是为什么我们这里会？
是 why we 米。
刚刚提强提接连提强强八光明简单的，对对，哈雷接连简单的 ，OK。
And that's the reason. Why do we okay, say why is that reason why there is no J9 in this issue of Lord Shakyamuni Buddha? Because calling Lama Tsongkhapa. Because as human beings, we are not actually Buddha. So we are naturally not enlightened. So in that sense, we are not allowed to give the initiation of Lord Shakyamuni Buddha. Now with the transmission.